This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What time is it? It's Russell Wilson go time.
Ready, go.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
It is team number three that will employ him as a starting quarterback in a week one. And this is it.
The Rich Eisen Show.
And it's Russ. It's Russ time.
Today's guests. Cowboys beat writer for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Clarence Hill Jr., QB consultant Jordan Palmer, actor O'Shea Jackson Jr., and now it's
that's right,
Rich Eisen.
That's correct. Oh man, I just love coming on the air here on the Roku Sports Channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate, Sirius XM, Odyssey, TuneIn, and more. Looking down and seeing phone lines lighting up. That means Adam Chudwin sitting back there after playing the win-loss game to end yesterday's show for his beloved Chicago Bears saying, damn it, really? I got to work today? So he's on the phone right now, which means he's working so hard. I could say anything about him that I want and he won't hear it.
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean, because he's on the phone. Literally, he's saying, hey, what do you want to talk to Rich and the guys about? 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Make him busier. Make him busier and make him just go, what the heck is going on?
You know what's going on?
You know what's going on? You know what's going on? The NFL season's going on.
Dude,
week from today.
We are popping.
1 week from today, there is a kickoff going down. Cannot wait. We'll be in Kansas City.
Boom!
We will be in Kansas City all next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Some of us.
What does that mean? You're not going, Mikey? That's right. You're not going. You got what? What do you got to do? What do you got to do?
College football.
Oh, okay, great. We'll be doing professional football. It'll be awesome.
Sorry.
And it'll be good times, and we're excited about it. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Hey.
How are you?
Rich, I'm great, man. I got all my Celtics championship gear today, just to remind a certain third-hour guest what happened.
Oh, you brought it for
during the NBA season.
I love it. O'Shea Jackson Jr., diehard Laker fan, will be coming in studio, and it'll always be lit whenever he's here, and today will be no different. It's just gonna be great. Good to see you, Mike Del Tufo.
Yes, Rich.
And TJ Jefferson Candle is led. You ready to parry and thrust with your Clipperdom with the Laker fan
coming
in? I am,
but something far more important happened last night, guys.
What happened?
Oh,
the script came in. Oh, you held it upside down. You're like Trump in a Bible.
Script is here. The script is here for the 20. Let me tell you something.
Wow.
It's going to be a very, very interesting
scene. Did you get that made somewhere? Is that what happened?
Did you make
the envelope that says confidential as well?
No, I just wonder how deep
committed to the bit you
such
are.
A great bit
it says
from last
the
year.
Shield NYC is who it sent it in confidential.
Oh, okay,
and,
very good.
You know, and like I said, this is juicy, and it's going to be a great season.
Such a very great good. Bit.
Bring it to Kansas City because one of our confirmed guests for next week is Clark Hunt. Owner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh, is he involved?
He's one of the 32. Sure.
He must have vetted this. He certainly vetted the last two. We know that.
Yeah. Approved. Stamped. Boom. Done.
Yeah. Again, 844-204-RICH is the number
not
to
in development
on the show.
Del Tufo in week three.
So, hey, guys.
Dallas loses.
Guys, we got our final answer. Sort of like a millionaire, right? We have our final answer of the last question of the training camp season and the question that we have been asking since opening night of the NFL draft. They're all one and the same. How many of the record six first-round quarterbacks drafted in the first 12 picks of said draft? That's the record. How many are going to start week one? which dovetailed into the final question of the training camp season, is who's going to be the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots? And just like the last time we saw three quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3 to start an NFL draft in 2021, there were five selections in that first round in the first 15 picks. Interestingly enough, including the New England Patriots as well. The last time we saw 1, 2, 3 quarterbacks, the first two started, the third did not to start the season. And we got that again because today, Gerard Mayo, head coach, New England Patriots, went with Jacoby Brissett, and he did it this way.
You know, just like I told you guys a few days ago, there was a, you know, it's a process as far as selecting who the starting quarterback is. We have decided, or I have decided, that Jacoby Brissett will be our starting quarterback this season. Now, in saying that, as an organization, we're 100% behind Jacoby. There is no, you know, you got a guy right here, you got a guy right there. We're 100% behind Jacoby. And I had an opportunity to talk to Drake. I had an opportunity to talk to Jacoby separately and also together. And I feel like we're all on the same page from an organizational perspective.
So, okay. Here's my two opinions on this. I got two takes. They're all from the same silo of the take. Okay. Gerard Mayo making this move, in my estimation, is not talking about maybe Drake May's readiness. He's talking potentially about the Patriots' readiness to start Drake May. And a head coach is not going to come out there and say, this is our very important piece of Tiffany that we can win the actual piece of Tiffany that we've got, you know, six times over in the case inside because of a certain recent red jacketed individual was part of that, that we're just not going to be able to protect him. I'm just wondering if that KJ Henry sack of Jacoby Brissett sealed it. And that might have been the final decision maker for Gerard Mayo. He won't say it publicly. He won't admit it, potentially even privately. Because Drake May certainly seemed to outperform Jacoby Brissett in the final throws of training camp. And if this is a true competition, then maybe Drake May did win it. But the prizes that await that win, I don't think the Patriots want. Because it's a prize in terms of a privilege to start in the National Football League and be a week one rookie starter in the National Football League, let alone being the third overall pick in the NFL, let alone being the quarterback of the New England Patriots. I don't know if it's any prize to be behind the line that's being thrown out there, and the weapons that are around him are not the weapons that Caleb Williams and Jaden Davis had at their disposal. And so I think this may be, although disappointing to May, and certainly to any of those out there that are seeking to see daylight between Mayo and anybody else there. I don't know who those people may be, but there are some folks in the New England area that would like to stir things up, maybe. I think this is a prudent decision.
Yeah.
And one that is wise because, not to speak for the fan base, anytime I do that, there's some pushback. I hear about it from my brother-in-law, my nephews, and everybody else up there in New England. I don't think there's any clamoring for it either.
To have Drake May start?
Correct.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I think the fan base, when it all comes down to it, just like you sitting here, there's a reality.
Oh, it's
going to
be
situation.
It's going to be rough.
Right.
I think everyone knows it's going to be a 2, 3, 4 win season. And why have the kid go out there and get his brains beat in? and potentially have a Bryce Young type year like last year, or God forbid, a David Carr situation where it's just 70, 80 yes. sacks and
correct.
Loss of confidence, and then suddenly it's Mac mm-hmm. Jones 2.0. We can't have that.
And if the criticism of the final throws of the Belichick era was the improper grooming of a young quarterback, this may be part of their process. And I know it's tougher to say in Jerod we trust after the 20-plus years of in Bill we trust. I think that is the prudent decision, and I think that May will get in there at some point this season. Probably. Maybe sooner probably. Than we think.
Yeah, probably soon.
But for the first 4 weeks of a season where you're starting in Cincinnati and then you've got Seattle strolling in and then a short week at the Jets front seven and then San Francisco, a trip there?
Yeah. You don't want to put the kid out there.
No, I know Miami and Houston and then a trip to London to take on Jacksonville and then the Jets again is not easy either. But I don't know. I look at that four-game stretch instead of three being on the road, three are at home, and one is, you know, in Jacksonville's home away from home, Wembley Stadium. I don't mind it if that's where Drake May pops in. Yeah. I think it's better to do that than the other one. And then just one last opinion here on this matter. And I don't think we should take this for granted. Is that after 20 plus years of Bill's way, and it's all about Bill's handling of the football team, and the Kraft family delegated, and then to be as honest as I can, had virtually no say. Okay? With the exception of maybe the Brady decision with Garoppolo and all that stuff,
that
right?
That seems like Robert.
But everything else, you know, having it's Bill's way.
Oh, they turned it over.
They have turned it over. And this could have been a situation where we're going to put our fingerprints from the front office on a football decision because we can.
Oh, interesting.
Because we finally can. Like, we have a breath of fresh. Bill's gone. Bill's hanging out with Peyton Manning and Pat McAfee and Eli Manning and the CW. And that's what Bill's doing.
Bill's going to be everywhere.
And we got a new coach here. And we could have some sort of influence on the quarterback decision. And we're going to let him sit the guy? When we'd love to sell 10 jerseys all over the place? And you're not hearing a boo or a peep, and he's saying the organization's completely behind it. I kind of think that that's cool. Because the alternative could have been, you know, management, upper management, ownership has really not had much of a 53-man conversation.
Interesting, yeah.
And this is the most important decision of the 53-man, and Mayo said no. We're going to start the veteran that has no long-term future here, with all due respect, as the starter, as the franchise face, as the reason why you're going to try and deal with all that Foxborough traffic to sit in your seat in 20-degree weather.
Jacoby's the new Hoyer? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I mean, he could be. I don't know.
Could be.
And hopefully he does give the Patriots more wins and the fan base more of an excitement than what we're talking about over the last 12 minutes.
It would be super
minutes.
Great, a very pleasant surprise if he were able to string together, you know, 4, 5, 6 wins and May doesn't play till December. That would be awesome. Seems unlikely.
Maybe so. But the bottom line is, Mayo, you're the new coach here. You run it. We'll own it. You run it. And you want to sit the guy to start the season? Okay. Now, there might have been pushback internally, and I'm talking about, but face forward, ultimately, he made the choice. His team, his choice, they're putting this kid in his hands, and this is the way he sees fit to start it. In Gerard, we trust. Doesn't have the same ring. He does have some rings, but it doesn't have the same ring. Yeah.
We'll get used to
figuratively.
It.
Figuratively.
We'll get used to it.
I just found that interesting.
Yeah. What about mayo we trust? Does that roll a little better?
The problem is people don't like mayo, the condiment.
And that's true. No, those are fight words, sir.
I don't want a connotation.
Save that, sir, for, let me get this correct, week 9.
Tennessee.
When they're visiting Will Levis. New England's own.
Brought to you by Hellman's.
New England's own. The guy who the Patriots passed on in the previous draft.
That's right. That's right.
And then it's fighting words for him.
Mayo versus
Mayo. Mayo versus Levis. That'll be a great week 9 storyline. If he's starting. And I proper think he could start by then.
It's one of the things, you look at the schedule, you kind of wish the Pats had that post-London bye week. That'd be a great spot for Drake May to just slide right in there to week 8. You know, they have the late bye. They have a week 14 bye.
It should also be pointed out that that's a choice, by the way.
Yeah.
When you have... I believe when you have the international games, you have the choice. Do you want the bye right after? And Pats clearly said no. Knowing that they had Mayo in house already.
I guess with all due respect, traditionally speaking, playing the Jets has been like a bye week. Okay. So it's just one of those things we can just.
Good one. No, that's okay. That's okay. By the way, it was finally announced today that I'm calling international games.
Oh, congrats.
Basically what I've been saying over and over and over again.
Congratulations.
No, Rich, can they, when you say they, I knew this, but I'm not exactly sure where it falls. When you say they can decide their bye, does it have to be the week after, or they can choose
they
the week?
They can say, no. They can't choose when they get their bye. They can choose whether London, if they want it post-international. Okay. And some teams on the East Coast are like, don't.
Yeah, don't do it.
It's kind of like, you know, flying from New England to London is similar to flying maybe to Seattle the other way.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make that
five,
much.
6 hours.
Right. Now, West Coast teams, that's a different story.
Yeah.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, the decision on whether to sign Dak before the season. That started our show yesterday. Jerry Jones saying, you know, may not have to get done. It's not urgent. We don't have to get it done. And I don't think we're going to get it done. Right now, it's unlikely we're going to get it done. And do the fans really even know, you know, that Dak would have to do with less based on the amount of money that we'll have to give to him after he just gave to CD? All of those sound bites were delivered to Clarence Hill. And we asked Clarence to appear on the program to say, what's up with that?
What's up with that? There is less pie.
And that's next. He is next. This is the Rich Eisen Show. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. Listeners, please welcome a real finance nerd from our sponsor, NerdWallet. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me.
We all know NerdWallet for their credit card comparisons, but there's more to it than that, right?
So much more. Even for credit cards, it's not the basic this card versus that card. With us, you can filter for features you want, add your top cards to a comparison table, and get access to exclusive offers.
Smarter tools, smarter financial decisions.
Exactly. Beyond credit cards, we research and review thousands of other financial products, from high-yield savings accounts to mortgage lenders, so you can find the smartest products.
Hear that, world? NerdWallet is not just credit cards.
Thanks for that important PSA, Rich.
And where exactly should people go to compare and find these credit cards and savings account and mortgage rates and more?
NerdWallet.com/learn more.
Thanks again to NerdWallet, our paid sponsor of this segment. NerdWallet, finance smarter.
Hey, that's my line. Finance smarter, y'all. NerdWallet Compare Inc., NMLS 1617539.
Back here on the program, what's going on? What are you guys talking about?
Oh, nothing.
What's happening?
Just a bunch of stuff.
Just, you know.
Yeah, you know, life.
Just
things.
Dumb us talking.
Yeah, just so.
Life things.
Yeah, stuff, if life. You will.
Dumb.
Just stuff.
You know what? I want to talk about something here real quick.
Well, I mean, your name's on the show,
though.
Yeah, it's all right. You can do that.
So Susie texts me last night. I was upstairs. You know, she was watching TV downstairs. Come watch tennis. Because U.S. Open's on, right?
U.S. Open.
I love watching the U.S. Open.
Oh, it's awesome.
First off, these matches, these guys are starting at like 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, I know. It's like,
it's crazy.
You know, we're like Djokovic is now, by the way, he's won his 90th game.
Yeah.
90th match at the U.S. Open. He now is the first human being on the planet to have 90 wins in all four majors.
I know nobody likes him, but he's the guy.
Unreal.
He's the guy.
So I go downstairs, sit down. She wants to watch the Italian against the American because they're both hot.
Interesting.
So that's why she called you?
No.
Oh.
So I say to her, I'm like, so you call me down.
You're in your office.
And we're not going to watch Djokovic. We're going to watch the other match because, you know.
These guys are attractive.
He's attractive.
Yeah. It's sweating and they're wearing like see-through white
shirts. Yes.
Yes. And I bet you that was her reply to you. Yes.
Correct.
And then
we switched the channel and then she's just like, wow. Wow.
Okay. Did you stay? Did you stay and watch it? Or
where was he going to go, Chris?
Back up the stairs to do whatever else he was doing before he got called down to watch, you know, hot guys hitting balls.
It's too late at that point.
No, I stayed.
Okay. Of course he stayed.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
All right.
But I just pointed out the, like, you know, what, you know.
What are we doing?
Imagine if the rules were reversed is what you were thinking.
Yeah, exactly. If it was reversed. Hey.
Oh, I almost said, because I forget that the name escapes me. The guys, the American had a hot girlfriend.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, right. I mean,
and I almost said something back, but then felt better of it.
Yeah, thank goodness you didn't say that.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Hey, everybody. The gift that keeps on giving, Jerry Jones, had a press conference yesterday. And this is after he told Clarence Hill, our next guest who's about to join us, he told Clarence the Dak contract doesn't have to get done before the season. Well, if it doesn't, then Dak can walk. Not only can he walk, because he can't be franchise tagged, can't be traded without his consent. And if he does walk, did you know it's a $40 million dead cap charge on the Cowboys? They could lose Dak and it costs them $40 million a dead cap.
That's insane.
Whoa.
So, like, when we keep saying Dak has the hammer, he's got the hammer.
It's a big hammer.
He's got Thor's hammer.
Exactly. You know. Mjolnir.
And then some.
Did I say that right?
And so, which is why he might have also then said, you know, as I pointed out, it sounded like he's negotiating through Clarence Hill to say, you know, I understand the cap ramifications. And, you know, you and the media do, but do the fans?
Yeah.
Do the fans know, because he kept saying Dak would have to maybe do his job with less. CD just got paid top dollar.
That's ridiculous.
Dak wants the top dollar. Micah Parsons is going to get top dollar. Do the fans know? Which is my way of interpreting, hey, Dak, let's not go in with both hands. You know, you got the whole fist in there, Doc? You know, like Dak Moen from Fletch. Right?
Going Moon with both hands.
Right?
Well, old Dr. Jones with my rubber gloves is going to make sure everyone has your
great drop, Mike.
Well
you got
done.
A lot of drops.
Mike,
you chose
listening.
The right one.
When you're listening.
When you're on the top, when you're on the top
you
of your game,
you can't be beat.
Mike.
When you're paying attention, you're the best in the business.
Jerry was asked the I guess, $60 million a year question. Is like, what more do you need to see out of Dak to give him a contract?
What more do you need to see for Dak Prescott to give him a new contract?
Well, you could easily say, if you hadn't seen it by now, you haven't seen it. And so I'm such a fan of Dax and appreciate all of the great things that we all know that he's there. And I appreciate his work ethic probably more than anything out here. And I can't tell you how proud I am that we've got him this year to start this campaign. Needing to see, I just gave an explanation of where, when you look at a situation, you've also got to weigh, okay, what are the consequences of the other side of the coin? And so Dak's situation right now, for me, from my mirror, has more to do with our situation than it does with the merits of Dak Prescott being quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Now, a lot of people might say, what is Jerry talking about? What does he mean by that?
Yeah.
Well, when you look at through the prism of he's talking about the pie and less pie and the situation about us, meaning the team, is the cap. Name me another team, Jerry would probably tell you, who pays their quarterback top dollar and still has enough money to pay the receiver top dollar and has a defender who's the best in the game that's going to get top dollar. Name me another one.
Like I said, I gave you one yesterday.
You said the Chiefs yesterday, but Kelce isn't in the realm of CeeDee Lamb's APY. And Dak is asking for more APY than Mahomes. Mahomes gets the most cash, which is obviously the most important thing, and that's why a lot of people are pushing back. Jerry's got the most cash. Figure out the same way. Give him the most cash.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I know that's what you're saying.
Seems easy.
But what is the holdup? What is going on? When might it be done? That's what we're about to ask Clarence Hill. Before we bring him in, though, this is a fun exchange from the press conference yesterday, too.
Clarence Hill, All City Dallas.
What's the name of your outfit?
All City Dallas. Thank you.
You're kicking it off with some good stories.
Dalvin, can you just talk about the interest in Dalvin Cook?
No answers from you.
Yes, Clarence Hill and Jerry Jones have been going back and forth for quite some time, and the veteran Cowboys insider Clarence E. Hill Jr. here on the Rich Eisen Show. How did you introduce yourself to him yesterday? What was that?
I'm with All City Dallas. It's a new digital site that has come to Dallas. It's already been in Philadelphia, Chicago, Phoenix, and Denver for a few years, and we're debuting in Dallas this year. We debuted this week in Dallas this year. I'm doing podcasts and writing as their Cowboys insider for All City Sports Network, All City Dallas.
Okay. So Jerry was just kind of busting your stones there a little bit?
Well, he's busting my stones because my first story for All City Dallas was an interview with him when, I don't know if you saw the viral story on Monday with the F-bombs.
Oh, yes, sir. I did. I did. And then I saw the quotes that you garnered. We started our show with it on Wednesday, as a matter of fact, Clarence. So thank you for that. Where it sure seemed to me that Jerry was negotiating with Dak through you, Clarence. I'll be straight up. You know, what did you think when he was talking about, you know, that we don't need to do a contract before the season? He'll still be here, but he'll have to do more with less. What did you make of that?
You know, Jerry's all over the place and trying to justify the decisions and they've made and how they've handled their contract situations. And whether he's trying to negotiate with me, Dak has all the leverage. I mean, Dak has a no trade clause. Dak has a no tag clause. Dak is in the catbird seat because either the Cowboys sign into a deal that's amenable to him and his agent, or he walks into free agency, at least according to all people who know those things. His market is $60 million or more. You know, and the current highest paid quarterbacks make $55 million. But so certainly Jerry is you know, I think he wants to sign Dak. I know he wants to keep Dak with the Cowboys. It makes no sense if you sign CeeDee Lamb to a contract like that and not make sure you have a quarterback, so you can maximize that investment. You made a huge investment in CeeDee Lamb for the future. And you know, right now you look at what's in the draft, look at what's out there. There's no guarantees you're going to have a quarterback as good as Dak Prescott. Prescott is clearly a top 10 quarterback.
I agree with you. I would say that goes without saying, but I think there's a lot of people who would say differently. And, you know, on top of everything, all the capologists who talk about this and know about it, that if Dak walks in free agency, that's a $40 million dead cap charge on the Cowboys on top of it. So if he's going to be $40 million dead of him leaving, you know, $20 million more to keep him should be sort of the proverbial no-brainer. Is 60 the number that Dak's asking for per year?
I don't know what he's asking for. I just know that the baseline is 55 for sure. And we all know that 60 is what he could get on the market. And you know, it's somewhere in between there, I'm sure. Dak is not asking, at least from my understanding, to be the, you know, to go 60 plus. but he's certainly not taking a lesser deal. He owes it to his family. He said he owes it to the rest of the quarterbacks in the league to get a market value deal. Now, what that is, you know, is up for Dak and the Cowboys and the league to determine. But, you know, again, the baseline is clearly $55 million, where, you know, all the top quarterbacks, you know, this, that's the highest paid quarterback right now is $55 million. And you know, people point out, well, he hasn't won anything. Who has won anything besides Patrick Mahomes? You know, and but that's what you get. The Jacksonville quarterback is getting $55 million.
Yeah. Tua's getting 55 around that, and Burrow and Goff. But again, some of those are definitely less than the top of the line. Jordan Love, the guy who ushered in the all-in Dallas era because of the way that he dismantled the Cowboys in one and dunning them, he's top of the market. So I don't know if Jerry's saying you're not top of the market. I'd be curious to know why this is not getting done, because as you pointed out, Clarence, if we go into the season, the NFL goes into the season and Dak hasn't signed, he can walk and leave them with a $40 million dead cap charge. He can't be traded. He can't be franchise tagged. He does hold all the leverage, which is why when Jerry Jones told you for All City, Dallas, that do the fans know that there could be less for Dak to work with in the future? That struck me as him saying, hey, Cowboys fans, don't blame me if we're a touchdown shy. I had to pay CD and I had to pay Dak. I'm gonna have to pay Micah. Had these guys not gone all in with both hands, you know, maybe we could have had another receiver or running back. That's the way I took it, Clarence.
Oh, that's his line of thinking. There's no question about that. That's his line of thinking. He's talked about having to pay these three guys, and I know he's made many commentaries over the years about the pie, and the pie is only so big. If these guys get this much of the pie, not only this much of the pie for the rest of the team, and so he's openly talked about Dak having to play with less, and we all know that the Cowboys, you know, they've had good teams, but they've also haven't gone all in. I mean, when we think of all in, we think of what the Rams did a couple of years ago. You know, when the Cowboys talk about all in, it's mean I'm going to pay our guys and then shop at the basement bid, bargain basement bid. And that's what he's saying is, okay, if I pay Dak, I'm paying CD, I'm paying Micah, the rest of the guys, you know, we have to play with young guys or journeyman free agents and try to get it done that way. I mean, we're talking about a franchise that's worth $10 billion, the richest franchise in sports, which drives me crazy. And I understand there's a salary cap. But fans don't want to hear the richest franchise in sports always talking about balancing the budget.
So, yeah, we've heard the less pie stuff. As a matter of fact, that's been a radio drop for us for years.
There is less pie.
I mean, we've got that, you know. there's another one, too, right? I mean, like, we've got all the greatest hits for Jerry Jones.
And it takes a nice chunk out of the pie.
All of it. That's the proof of how we've been down this road before. Yeah. What's your opinion on why the Jones family operates this way, Clarence?
They always try to win deals. I mean, it's like the CD deal. We knew what the market was. We knew what the contract should have been for CD when Justin Jefferson signed. Why did it take all the way through our training camp to 2 weeks or less than 2 weeks before the start of the season to get to this number when we knew what the number should have been from the beginning? Because he's trying to win deals. And the same thing with Dak going back. I mean, Dak has been on the franchise tag twice. They signed him right before the start of free agency when he was going to be a free agent in 2021, in March of 2021. And we're back here. Deadlines make deals, according to Cowboys. You know, Stephen Jones have always said deadlines make deals. They wait till the end to probably put out their best offer because they're trying to convince the guy to take less money, less pie, you know, so to speak, you know, and take a team-friendly deal. And they always run out the ground ball when it comes to that. He's going to run out the ground ball.
So what do you think happens? Spitball.
I think they signed that. I mean, I just don't, you know, there's no other answer. The Cowboys don't want to go into that quarterback abyss that they were in from Troy Aikman to Tony Romo, the Quincy Carter years. You don't want to do that all over again. And again, there's no, if you see what's happening and the, you know, look at the Zach Wilson quarterback class, Look at the Trey Lance quarterback class. You know, the Cowboys have Trey Lance, you know, trying to make him into a backup quarterback. There's no guarantee you're going to get a good quarterback out there. And Jerry's, you know, he looked into Tony Romo as a free agent. He looked into Dak Prescott. Keep in mind, they tried to draft four or five other quarterbacks before Dak Prescott, including Paxton Lynch in the first round, who's been a bust, who Denver guy was a bust. They drafted another guy, defensive end from Oklahoma, before Dak in the fourth round. Dak was their second fourth round pick. They fell into Dak to a certain extent. And so them going out and choosing quarterbacks, they don't have a good track record, says Troy Aikman, in choosing quarterbacks in the draft.
Well,
you know, so and he's not a guy who wants to tank 2025, have that stadium empty, especially after you're paying CD and you're paying Micah Parsons, you're not going to have anybody in the stands. So at the end of the day, they're going to get Dak done. It's just a matter of when.
Well, and in terms of that, just let's just game this out in the few minutes I have left with Clarence Hill. He's covered the Cowboys since 1997 with here on the Rich Eisen Show. So Jerry might be sitting because he says that, you know, he sees a future where Dak is definitely there. And if he doesn't sign him, then that's no longer in his wherewithal to guarantee. OK, so is it possible he's looking over the steering wheel and you can't tell which teams might suffer an injury at the quarterback position, making them more quarterback needy in the spring of 2025. But you can sort of suss out the market right now. Who's got the cap space? Who's got the desire to pay a $60 million quarterback per year to come play for them? That's a very high rent district that maybe Jerry's looking over the steering wheel. And he's like, he doesn't see, obviously there's a market for Dak's talent, but maybe not at his price tag and that talent. Clarence?
Well, Jerry says no one knows the NFL economics better than me. Nobody knows how to GM better than me. Effing me. Nobody can do the effing job better than me. He said that over and over and over again in camp. And he certainly said that to me. But think about the Las Vegas Raiders and their quarterback situation.
Yeah.
Think about the Las Vegas Raiders. Yeah. And that's an ideal situation. Think about possibly the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, and their quarterback situation, which is we don't know what they have at this point right now. And, you know, and so there will be options. There will be teams on the open market who will bid for Dak, you know, and get him to where he needs to go.
Okay. So then let's talk about this season before I let you go. All City Dallas's Clarence Hill here on the Rich Eisen Show. What does this roster look like to you, the 53-man heading into Cleveland in a couple of weekends from now, and the strengths, Achilles heel? I give you the floor.
I mean, seriously, this is a team that has gone 12-5, 12-5, and 12-5 each of the last 3 years. No one has won more games than Mike McCarthy, but Andy Reid. Of course, Andy Reid has two Super Bowls during that time, and Mike McCarthy has one playoff win. But this is the team was still the best quarterback in the NFC East, the best receiver in the NFC East, two of the best guards in the NFC East, you know, the best pass rusher in the NFC East, theoretically the best cornerback tandem in the NFC East when you look at Darren Bland and Trayvon Diggs. The Achilles Hill has been their run defense, and they brought in Mike Zimmer to try to improve that run defense. And, you know, can they do that? You know, they have real linebackers playing linebacker again on this team. But as you all know, and if, you know, the Cowboy fans, it's not about the regular season anymore. You know, there's an assumption that the Cowboys will make the playoffs, but what will they do in the playoffs? It's been potluck for the Cowboys in the playoffs, and, you know, and until they show something in the playoffs, there's always going to be questions about this team, this quarterback, this coach, and Jerry Jones since the end of the Jimmy Johnson era.
So what do you think? This is a playoff team? You've been around. So what do you
think? I think it's a playoff team for sure. I think it's a playoff team for sure. Coming out of the NFC East, as they've been, it's been a playoff team. I think they're a playoff team. You know, Dak Prescott is a very good quarterback. With CeeDee Lamb, his offense has been one of the highest scoring offenses in the league for the last 3 years. And certainly you add, you know, the things that Zimmer's doing with that defense, I think for sure they're going to make the playoffs. But will they play their best football in the playoffs? That's the question.
What's the run game going to look like? Just to drill in there. It's kind of like what, a little Jurassic Park and Rico and Deuce, right? Is that what it is?
Zeke, Rico, and Deuce. You know, they just signed Dalvin Cook
right
to the practice squad. So you got 29-year-old Zeke and 29-year-old Dalvin Cook and Rico Dowdell and Deuce Vaughn. We'll see how all that works out. You know, when you get into the weeds of this, most of your running backs, your backup running backs, have to play special teams. Deuce doesn't play special teams. Zeke doesn't play special teams. Dalvin Cook never plays special teams. How does all this work? How do you get those guys? So those are decisions they have to make. And, you know, I don't know that Zeke and Dalvin can be on the roster at the same time, game the roster at the same time, because they do the same thing, and neither one of them play special teams. And Rico Dowdell will do some kick returns, and he may be the most explosive back and all-around back they have right now.
Let me ask you this before I let you go, because you're very honest. Clarence Hill, when you took the gig in 1997, you thought you could be covering NFC Championship games all the time, didn't you, Clarence Hill? Didn't you, in 1997?
Four playoff wins since I took over, but it's not my fault. Okay, my daughter's a gymnastics state champion. My other daughter is an NWSP Image Award winner. I raised champions. This is bigger than me. Okay, it's not my fault.
The Hill family is holding its weight in the Metroplex, is what you're saying.
I got the retirements of Troy, Emmett, and Michael. You know, yes, I thought the dynasty would continue, and I get to cover Super Bowls. None.
You seem like you're out of F's to give, Clarence. I'm not going to care. That's what it sounds like. You're just going to spit the truth. You're going to let the chips fall, and let's go play some football. Cover it.
Got to keep it real. Thank you, man.
Clarence, you take care of yourself. Thanks again for the time.
All right, thank you.
That's Clarence Hill. Check him out on All City Dallas right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
That was a delight.
Straight up, man. Straightforward stuff direct. From Clarence Hill. Perfect. Like, and by the way, the one point as to why Dak's going to get his, and should, he's not wrong. You just gave CeeDee Lamb all that money.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you're going to start from square one? Is all you're going to do? You're going to go in the draft? You're going to go free agency? Yep. Is that what you're going to do? You're going to hope Trey Lance can work out? You're going to Cooper Rush it? Is that what you're going to do? Yet another That's hammer. Tough. So CeeDee Lamb being signed is made the Thor hammer even bigger.
Right. CD, here's your money, and your new quarterback is Nathan Peterman.
Right? I mean, honestly. Oh, no, he's on the Chiefs now, getting ready for his Hall of Fame run. And he gets in there.
He's about to get a ring.
It's marvelous.
It is. Hasbro's still moving in, people. Yep. You're just watching on the Roku channel, sports channel right now.
I like Clarence Hill, though, Rich. I'd like to hear more from him as the season goes on.
Yeah, we will. I enjoyed our chat, for sure. And one thing that we know absolutely for sure, Cowboys will be relevant.
Oh, yes.
They will be relevant.
That's why you put me here, baby.
All right, let us take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Still to come on the show, I've got my top five most burning questions under the radar.
Oh, that's specific.
These are questions that are burning for the NFL season, but people aren't asking them. I will. That's still to come.
You're about that life, Rich.
Jordan Palmer on the Drake May benching. That's how we'll refer to it. He's been benched. Or it's Jacoby Brissett starting. That's season hour two. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about water and electrolytes. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat, so both need to be replaced to help prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips. Now, you might think drinking Beyond Thirst would be a good idea. Nuh-uh. That dilutes blood, electrolyte, and sodium levels, which could lead to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, or worse. A solution isn't to stop drinking water. It's to drink water plus electrolytes. Enter Element, created by former research biochemist Rob Wolf and Keto Gains founder Luis Villasenor. Element has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar, artificial colors, or other dodgy ingredients. Also, Element guarantees you find a flavor you love. Try fan favorites, citrus salt or raspberry salt. Get spicy with mango chili or mixed chocolate salt into your morning coffee. Element came up with a fantastic offer for us. Just go to drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen to get a free sample pack with any purchase. That's drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Do I call you a free agent quarterback sitting here? What do I call you?
Dak? I don't know. I mean, this is my first time going through this. You tell me. Call me whatever, I guess.
I will call you Dak Prescott.
That works.
I'm going to ask you the question this way about what contract you think you're going to get, okay, in terms of pie. Because I've heard there's less pie. I've heard there's more pie.
Less pie.
That's right. There's Jerry Jones right there, the voice of Jerry Jones. We've heard there's less pie. We've heard there's more pie. I'm wondering if you think this is deep dish pie. How deep is it a deep dish pie?
If I'm guessing, I'd say yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it franchise pie?
I would say.
You'd say, well,
no, I mean, I don't know what kind of pie we're talking
franchise
about.
Franchise tag pie.
Excuse me.
Is it franchise tag pie?
Oh, I don't know. I mean,
long-term pie? Is it long-term pie?
I don't know. I just want a piece of the pie. Just put it like that.
Okay.
I'm getting hungry, right? I mean,
that's it? Yeah, okay. And is it a pie that starts with a four? Is it a pie that starts with a four?
Like I just said, I'm leaving up to my agents to cut my piece of the pie.
Okay.
I'm just ready for it and ready to eat. So
okay.
When that happens, I'm ready to get to work and excited for this offseason.
And we've also heard through DeMarcus Ware told us that when you sit in Jerry's office, have you gotten the Jerry's office meeting yet?
I've been in Jerry's office.
Okay, and that he lights a candle, turns the lights down, and gives you a whole Dallas Cowboys speech. Have you had that? You have not had that yet?
No, okay. I haven't had that one yet.
He says that that happens when he's trying to close a deal. So I think you'll know that you're really close if you
when
walk
the lights
in.
Lights turn off.
Lights go okay. Down.
Thank you for that warning and that heads up. Just, so now I know like what's going on when that happens.
There's apparently a votive candle with a Dallas Cowboys star right on the side of it. I don't know if it's scented. It might be the smell of pie of some sort.
Right.
I'm just saying that hasn't happened yet is what you're saying.
It hasn't happened.
Okay, when you get that call, happened. You know, wow, I'm close.
Okay.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Just an example of NBA contracts to NFL contracts. We're talking about Dak making $60 million a year. Steph Curry just signed a one-year extension with the Golden State for $62.6 million.
Whoa. I thought I heard you say Curry earlier. I was like, what, Steph Curry did that? Wow.
So he's under contract through the 26-27 season.
1 year, $62.6 million.
Yeah, and it's probably a bargain.
Dollars.
Difference between NBA contracts. Obviously, right. NBA teams have, what would you say? I'm bad at math, so why am I doing this on the fly? A fifth of the roster
about
spaces?
That. 12, 13.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What the NFL
fourth.
Must
yeah.
Have?
Yeah, a little over a fourth.
You know, but the revenue that's being brought in, different story. There's different business aspects of it. We didn't discuss this, man, because, you know, I was out that week. But Curry's performance in the gold medal game against France. Oh,
yeah. Rich.
Dude.
It was so much fun.
I mean, we talk about this all the time here, right? The moments in sports that are the best are when you want to see it. You expect it, and then it happens.
Indeed.
And this shot right here in particular over Wembanyama, I don't know how this went in, but it did. And just him night-nighting the French national team in Paris in front of all of their countrymen and women. Just unreal. Just absolutely when he goes into the Hall of Fame.
You know,
to me, this may be number one above the championships, and that's saying a lot.
This was on the world stage.
The world stage. You know, to quote Noah Lyles, the real world stage.
Yeah, I mean, look, right? He wanted a world champion. He got a world champion right there. I think, Rich, you know, we talked about this, and like you said, you weren't here. That moment where he hit a three and he went down court and he looked into the crowd. I think they said he was talking to Draymond, and he pointed. He was like, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. To me, like, I've rewatched that moment at least 15 times on YouTube. That was one of the coldest moments in the history of sports for him, just to be like, because I think he had missed like two shots prior to that, if I'm not mistaken. And he was just like, don't worry. And then
the last shot he made, last shot he made.
And he put him
got me off the couch screaming.
It was so much fun.
Literally off the couch screaming, standing up, screaming and clapping and. Unreal. And
the whole team, though, they really they came together. They all did their job.
That's that's the patriotic, nationalistic way of talking about it. The completely Boston tribalistic way about it is he bailed out the coach once again from the scorn of not playing Jason Tatum enough. Am I correct? That's one way to look at it.
Losing the gold medal.
Ah, there's that, too.
By not playing
Jason Tatum. Well, he didn't play much of the first quarter in the gold medal game.
Great job, Kerr.
Terzo in Iowa, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. That's line three, DJ Mikey. What's up, Terzo? All rise. What's up?
Oh, what's up, guys? Yeah, I was at Carl's watching that gold medal match.
Of course you were, Terzo.
Why not? The whole entire bar went just nuts. Absolutely berserk.
I love that.
Terzo, we know you were at Carl's.
Own Carl's? Are you a part owner of that establishment?
Well, I might have a majority stake. Who knows?
Look at us finding out here.
No.
Do they claim you as a dependent on their taxes, on their business plan, Terzo?
You've put Carl's on the mat, Terzo, so they owe you something, you know.
Guys, everybody be nice to Terzo because he's probably in a little bit of a full-blown panic right now, okay?
Yeah. I'm 100% in a full-blown panic mood. And also, Rich, like, we have construction going on outside of our building. They keep knocking out my internet, and I keep going out there yelling at them. So I feel your strife with what you got going on outside.
It's okay. We're all part of a community here on the campus in El Segundo, and if Hasbro's moving in, just leave us an extra Twister game. That's all we want. That's it. Listen, Trent Williams will get done. I don't know what's up with Ayuk right now. I don't know what is up with them. And they're losing patience, and I don't know what's happening with him at present.
I'm extremely nervous for Trent Williams. And the quote that I heard that he wants to be paid, just, and I believe they'll get it done, but that just scares me because we're such a different team without that man in the lineup. And he's a game changer and a game wrecker, and we need to get him in the building, and I don't want, you know, to wait till we have you guys come in week one and we're having to try and scramble to deal with the pressure that you guys are going to be bringing.
It's not just week one, Terzo. It's a stout division, and I appreciate the call. We're up against the end of the hour. Thank you for calling. We will be predicting the NFC West later on. It's a stout division. It's a stout conference. And this just also shows, again, just how remarkable the gig that Brett Veach is doing in Kansas City. There's none of this. None of this.
Nope.
The team that lost the Super Bowl is the one that's wondering if their left tackle and their very talented wide receiver is going to show up. And this is a team that is paying everybody or has been able to pay everybody so far because their quarterback in these Super Bowl runs of the last couple of years is the last pick in the draft. That changes next year, which is why Brockman in the latest Overreaction Monday proffered to say that this is the last year of the Niners Super Bowl winning window. I push back on that as an overreaction, but check out the answer on where you get all your podcasts. Listen, we're going to Kansas City next week. We know Kelsey's there. We know Mahomes is there. We know that they've drafted well. Creed Humphrey's on tomorrow's program. He's been paid. You know, none of this stuff. But they did actually, I should push back on myself here, which is odd. L'Jarius Sneed is a Tennessee Titan. They made that decision. And Tyreek Hill is a Miami Dolphin. They've made these decisions and they've supplemented elsewhere. And without Hill, they've won back-to-back championships. with Snead. So that'll be an interesting aspect this year. But in terms of Ayuk, I don't know what's going on. The way it was described to me was most of the money was handled. It was back end of the contract that needs to be ironed out to Ayuk's desires. And I don't know what's up anymore. Other than the fact that John Lynch said yesterday, at some point you got to play football. Well, not really. But one thing he's not doing is missing all 17 games. So I'm not eating anything of Mike Del Tufo's closet. None of it.
By the way,
he's not missing all 17.
Mike, stop. Pick a pair of shorts.
I got a bag that's going to be donated already for Rich.
He's missing all 17. Because at some point, they'll just look right at Ayuk and say, you're a Steeler. Get out. That's the end of this. We'll go with Juwan Jennings and we're done with this thing. Because I assume that's still on the table. But like I said, you know, to use Jerry Jones's phrase here, you know, there's less pie. And at some point, they're going to have to make some decisions because Purdy's going to have to get paid. And that may be informing what's happening here. But the Chiefs have been able to figure out this Rubik's Cube and put two in a row in the case. Hour two, Jordan Palmer coming up. And your calls.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Tucker Carlson, what is it that you think that people gravitate towards?
I'm not self-aware. I refuse to be self-aware. I don't even look in mirrors at all, which you can probably tell from my appearance. I don't have a crazy high IQ, or I really don't have that many skills. I would say my main skill is I believe my instincts. I don't hesitate to follow my instincts, ever. The extent that I have, I've gotten in trouble.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.